With Book Beat, I'm Don Swaim. Television viewers who watch the PBS broadcast Mystery have enjoyed the series Rumpole of the Bailey, the adventures of the portly British barrister portrayed by actor Leo McKern.
My lord, I object. That is for the jury to decide.
Rumpole was created by John Mortimer, himself a barrister.
Usually I've written these scripts before I've written the stories. Sometimes, when there's been a great urgency to get the books out, I've done the stories first.
There have been 6 books about Rumpole, henpecked at home, sometimes trampled on in court. John Mortimer insists they are stories about people.
So I don't think they're mysteries at all, and I'm not sure that sort of formula of showing them, you know, with Vincent Price rising from the grave and so on is quite the right way of doing them.
John Mortimer says his Rumpole stories also say something about the law. For example,
criminals and lawyers depend on each other and couldn't exist without each other.
Mortimer began writing before he entered the bar and wrote his first novel at the age of 20. Not all of his legal cases have been exciting.
I used to divorce people. And there was a time when everybody I knew I'd divorce.
And like his hero Rumpole, John Mortimer defended and sometimes lost pornography cases, which I suggested are harder to defend in Britain.
Yes, they are, because we don't have a constitutional right to free speech, which you've got written into the American Constitution.
John Mortimer, who may have had himself in mind when he created his character Rumpole of the Bailey for TV and books.
Rumpole, for the 5th time of asking, I am not going to adjourn this case. Your lordship must know how difficult it can be to trace a solicitor if your lordship remembers his own days at the bar.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.